commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Scott Ross is the executive director of One Wisconsin Now. They are a Madison-based liberal political research group, and they do a very good job of getting their issues and positions into the news media. And by the way, I admire them for that, even when I disagree with them. The group has been very active on the issue of student loan debt. Now, Scott Ross has a personal story about this issue. When he was a freshman in college, he began taking out student loans so he could go to school. That was 1988. He says it took him 28 years to pay off that debt. Now, by all outward appearance, he has had a successful career. Even someone who worked as a congressional staffer and who wrote for the New York Times feels the weight of student loan debt, more so for those with less promising careers. Ross's group supports President Obama's proposal that would cap monthly student loan payments at 10% of the borrower's income and would forgive the unpaid loans after 20 years. Now, there are some student loan proposals that I agree with, and there are some that I don't. Student loans should be refinanced, and the federal government should help arrange those deals. If a credit card company sends you an application that's better than your current card, you're going to transfer your balance. If you have a mortgage and you can refinance, of course you'd love to cut your interest rate from 8 to 4% and save money every month. So if market rates go down, who should benefit with these student loan savings? The multi-million dollar lenders who have people locked in at above prime rates, or the students who are just starting out in life with little or no income? There'll be a winner and loser in this situation, and I would side with the students. But this would help only on the margins. Once you consider creditworthiness as a refinancing criteria, and it should be, only the best and brightest students with the most valuable degrees and the best job prospects are going to qualify. The students who took 5 or 6 years finding themselves in college and wound up with a BA in interpretive dance are going to be less creditworthy and more difficult, or maybe impossible, to refinance. That's why there is talk of capping monthly loan payments and debt forgiveness. The student with a useless degree who's working at Starbucks with $40,000 debt will get only a small benefit from a refi. They will still be an indentured servant for at least 20 years. So should loans be forgiven after 2 decades? No, they shouldn't be. A loan is a contract. There is a covenant for the borrower to repay the lender. And once that no longer exists, there'll be an increase in irresponsible borrowing. Supporters of loan forgiveness say this is a $1.3 trillion problem, money that's tied up in student loans that could be freed up to help grow the economy. Well, that argument can be made for any type of debt. We could just as easily forgive credit card debt or car loans to stimulate the economy. And if we do that, watch how everyone goes on a shopping spree or starts driving more expensive sports cars. That's already what's happening with higher education. Some students think those loans won't have to be fully repaid, so they attend overpriced private schools, linger there for more than 4 years, shrug their shoulders at big tuition increases, and eventually graduate with dubious degrees. So I can think of others who are more deserving of a government handout.